ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Wow, the AC is so loud in the background, but it's also so hot outside, so I think we're probably just going to deal with it this time. I apologize, but this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I missed last week. It landed on 4th of July, like right about when the fireworks were starting in Boston, so I decided to go do that with my housemate and my college bestie. It was a pretty good show, really fun fireworks. They had ones that kind of looked like Saturn. Those ones are always fun. And they had another one that kind of like had two or three like different flight patterns kind of all at once. So it would like explode and then it would shoot off at like one angle and then like two other quick angles. And then it would like burst into like a little fountain. Really, really cool. I like the ones that are kind of more complex like that. Very fun. But yeah, missed the show because of that. So we've got a lot of music to catch up on. The new Sizzy album is crazy. The Zeke Beats EP is pretty good. Steve Aoki album is really fun. Like, I mean, he's been such a big name in the scene for such a long time. And like, the album really reflects a lot of his like original style, I feel like. He's all about the kind of like event and the showmanship of it. You know, like every show he does, he like throws a full-size like wedding cake at people or whatever. And like that kind of big room energy in his songs of trying to kind of fill the space is like still really present in this album. So that's pretty fun. We'll play some of that. I don't know. Oh, ISO, Knock 2, and RL Grime did a collab, all together. That one is crazy. It's probably going to be in my top five by the end of the year for like Spotify Wrapped stuff. 'Cause I have been looping it like a lot. It's so fun. Like, these are such big names, and especially the kind of like rave house scene. So that collab is really fun. Lots of excitement packed in there. But for now, to get things started, I want to play some non-EDM first. I want to play Take It Slow by Isaac Dunbar. I've really been grooving with this song. It's super fun. It like automates the tempo throughout the track, so it kind of like speeds up and slows down at different parts in the song. And I think it does it really cleverly to kind of like parallel what like emotions and stuff he's talking about throughout the track as well. Like, I mean, it's really obvious when he says, "Can we take it slow?" and it like slows way down. But it's a really smooth groove, and the chorus is like super ethereal. His vocals are killer as always. My friend, wow, promotion, and former housemate showed me Isaac Dunbar a while back, and I've really been liking pretty much everything he's released since. Super fun stuff. So we'll get it started with Take It Slow by Isaac Dunbar, and then we'll probably bring some more energy after that. Moving mighty side by side, wanted to ride that ride, but now I don't really know. First I like the energy, now it's catching up to me. Boy, you don't need a rush. I need a sec to catch my breath and catch a few. Keep with my flow. Can we take it slow? nice one to start it out with. I feel like it's such a good groove. It's so nice. Wow, I cannot hear myself in the headset. Hopefully you guys can. I can see it is registering on the, whatever it's called. Monitor? Yeah, monitor. Yeah, I can't hear myself. That is really funky. It sounds so mute. While we're on kind of that slower, groovier vibe, I do want to play one other project. Or I guess two songs, but they kind of go together. It's from Devin again. I really, really like this artist, and huge props to her merch design. I got a sick shirt. It's like a white t-shirt, has a teddy bear on it holding a heart, and the heart just says tax fraud on it. I wore that in Brooklyn, New York, and got like so many compliments, which is like huge for me because Brooklyn is like where I want to live and be and embody, and I'm just like such a nerd for Brooklyn. So that felt really, really good. And it's also just like such a great shirt. Like I get compliments on it everywhere. I met a DJ while I was in New York because like, I was wearing that shirt and they just like pointed out and like kind of recognized that it looked like artist merch. And I was like, you are correct, my friend. And, got to rec Devin again. And also when I got the shirt, it came with like a little signed note card that was just like, thanks for buying this. I really appreciate you supporting the project and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, not blah, blah, blah. It was really sweet. And like, nice, a nice gesture. Devin again's really cool. Her projects are super sick. Definitely some of her music videos have like really fun editing in them and just like really weird stuff going on. She has a very messy mind and isn't really afraid to put it on display, and I think I really like that part of her artistry, I guess. And this most recent project is called Cherry Cola / Sunburn, and I think it kind of captures the feelings of like the high or like the euphoria of like falling for someone and being with them and like getting imagining life with them or living life with them, and then followed up with Sunburn, which is kind of that idea of like, okay, then when it's over, they are like this bright thing that was in your life but now is a pain or like a permanent tan or something like that. I really like the idea of Sunburn kind of being a parallel for that. You know, like a good pain. It was gotten from something bright and beautiful, but like still the overexposure was what caused the issue. And I think this project is really good. Like the song is super fun. There's so much ear candy happening all over. I really love this like background arp that just plays throughout a large portion of the track. It's very, very pretty and like crystalline. And the transition from Cherry Cola into Sunburn is really, really smooth, pretty much to the point that it's one track. Like together the two songs are just 4 minutes and 30 seconds, but I think it's a fun little kind of, you know, artistic stylish choice to separate them in between where the mood switches very drastically. She has a couple of drastic mood switches in some of her other songs that don't have like this blatant separation. But I do think the moods of the two songs are different enough and long enough that it does kind of warrant the separation as well, in case anyone wants to only loop, you know, one part, because Cherry Cola is a lot of energy and Sunburn is a little bit more soulful. But I'm just going to play both back to back and let them fade into each other, and then we'll come back. Then we'll have a lot more energetic stuff. Promise, promise, because who doesn't love that at like 10:20 p.m. on a Thursday? Here we go, Cherry Cola by Devin again. $600 to fix my car. Worth every penny to get to you. Somebody's daughter on bass guitar. Nobody chokes me. Thank you. Sorry, the next one played, or I guess the previous one, it played Cherry Cola again, just looping those two songs. But really like that project. I think it's really pretty and really nice. Really nice follow-up too from some of Devin Again's like previous stuff. I think she's really kind of, she started very, you know, kind of wild, I think, in some of her songwriting, but it's really funneled into a little bit more personal, a little bit more like intimate stuff, I think, with like her emotional side and like her mind's like messy mind stuff, and it's really pretty. I think a really fun review, I'm doing air quotes on that, was she mentioned on Instagram that she showed it to her mom, and her mom was just like, that song, or like these set of songs, was like worth whatever the heartbreak was or whatever the feelings you went through that are like very obviously shining through this. Like, this is a really pretty encapsulation of that feeling. And I don't know, I think that's like a really nice compliment for art that is obviously born from, you know, pain or from hurt. That's really cool. But as I promised, we are onwards to Energy. I want to play a really fun VIP mix by Just a Gent and Nev, Open Spaces. Open Spaces has been one of my favorite Just a Gent tracks for a while. So to hear that it got a remix is really, really fun. Again, if you don't know, VIP stands for variance in production, and it's basically when an artist does a remix of their own song or releases it in kind of, maybe they were taking it in two or three different directions at a time, decided on one, and then later on was like, I did also like this other version, so maybe other people will too, and then they just release it kind of. super fun to kind of hear your tracks in a new way. And especially for this one, it's really fun to hear just a gent kind of fusing in some of the higher energy that he's been exploring in some of his more recent work. Open Spaces, the original, is very like Elysium vibes, I guess. Like, it's very airy and very spacey, very lots of it's called Open Space, lots of open space in the song, where there's not a lot of like really heavy percussion or bass lines or anything. It's just open. This track hits a lot heavier with a much more like four to the floor like percussive beat. Really fun playing with the vocals as well. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of uhs. I'm really tired. But I just moved recently, and that's been a fun process, but also I'm weird with changes, so like that's been funky for a little bit. So please apologize, or please excuse some of the uhs. But there I go again. Here, I'll just play it. It's really fun. I'm going to jam to this one and bob my head a little bit. I like how he blends the vocals with the melody that he's written. I mean, like, I'm sure that was very intentional and very common songwriting technique, but I think he did a really good job with it here. And it's a fun little chop to fit in with some of the higher energy in this take of the song. So here is Open Spaces VIP with Just a Gent and vocals from Nev. Really fun mix. If you listen to the original, the like main melody didn't change at all. It's just kind of or I guess like the duration of well or how long each tone is maintained is like unchanged. The only thing that's changed is kind of like how he's playing them. So like in the original, they're very long pad sounds that kind of like drone on. Whereas in these ones, he's just playing the start of it and then cutting it and then playing just that start over and over again to get a kind of more like choppy, stuttery, higher energy effect. Really fun. I like it a lot. It's a fun take on that track. And sometimes these VIP mixes can be a little scary because it's like, I really liked the original and now this is just kind of like a worse version of it. But I think these are both really fun versions of that idea or that track. To kind of keep up with this transition into higher energy, because even that track is like, even Cherry Cola might have had more energy than that one. We're gonna bring it up a little bit more. I had a lot of fun playing this track in, I mentioned we moved recently, me and my housemate, and or my housemate and I suppose, and we have a little space for a studio, and he's like a real musician, so he has like a drum set and like a keyboard, and he invested in some like really nice monitor speakers as well. And so once he set those up, I was like, can I play a song on them, and wanted to play this one. And it even got his girlfriend Dana dancing to it, and that's like, she usually doesn't really like this electronic stuff, so that was like, I don't know, I think this bass line's got something to it. It's really groovy. The Gigantic Nightmare project is super fun, the collab between Nightmare and Big Gigantic, known for its like brassy, you know, high, like I don't know, very positive vibes, I suppose, and lots of brass, and then Nightmare for his more like underground techie stuff. And the remix is by Darby, who has a little bit more of a, I would say, like a bubbly take to kind of like electronic production. It's a little bit more lighthearted. So this mix has been really fun, kind of a nice combination of styles. And really, again, just the drop is like, it's so groovy. It's so boppy. And we were all just really grooving to it in that small room. So gonna play it in this one, blare it really loud on the speakers again. Hopefully you guys enjoy and can vibe to it, dance to it in your room, or, you know, don't because it's late and you're lazy and tired and lame. It's whatever. I'm going to be dancing. So enjoy. Back for more. The Darby remix by Nightmare and Big Gigantic.
Lights won't let me stop. Won't let me stop. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was super weird. The board just like totally glitched out. I promise that one wasn't on me. That was really funky. I don't know if there was like a power shortage or something, but I couldn't turn my mic on. I couldn't stop the other track from playing. Couldn't mute it. So you heard the first 20 seconds or so of How Could You by Nina Jirachi. We might play it. I don't know. We'll see. But hopefully you liked the Darby remix of Back for More. Super fun. Love that bass line. And it's just like nice grooves with the light percussion too. I don't know. Really, really nice. Liz definitely had that one looping. It's only like 2 minutes long too, so it's really easy to just like loop quite a few times and listen to just back to back to back. Really fun and really smooth as well. I want to play some of the new Aoki as well. That's been really fun. Recently I've been liking a couple of the tracks for different reasons. One of them, a collab with Kid, who I really, really love Kid's project a lot. It's K and then a question mark D. But really fun project, very like focused on like a, I don't know, technoscape or like technological world kind of thing. Very digitalized project, I guess. Not as far, I would say, as like the Virtual Self project, but still really cool. I like it a lot. Fun vibes. And a collab with Steve Aoki is super fun. Kid has some really fun collabs with Rez and I think like Grabitz as well. Definitely with Nev, some really fun ones there. But this one's fun, and like I mentioned, has that really nice like Steve Aoki, let's fill the stadium with sound kind of like anthem, big room vibes, lots of reverb. You know, the track is just very, very full. Really good one. I like it. So let's just go into that one, and we'll probably play a couple other tracks from this album as well, because there's some fun surprises on it for sure. So here's Lose My Mind with Steve Aoki and Kid.
Bye.
I mentioned I really liked how that track kind of alludes to or like resonates with the origin, I guess, of Steve Aoki's kind of project and that much more like big room anthem, fill the space kind of vibe. But I also think it's just really a nice kind of callback or like throwback to when that was like the really prevalent theme, like, or like the really prevalent genre way back in like, I don't know, 2014, maybe 2012, 2014-ish, when there's like Bro Safari and Dylan Francis and like even Skrillex was doing a lot of like this more like big roomy, I don't know, just trying really much to, trying really much, wow, that was a great sentence, but trying really hard to just fill the space with as much energy as possible, and usually that was done with just like consistent volume and bass lines and stuff like that. And I think the style is very similar to that kind of like older school, or older school in quotes, because again, not that long ago for this genre, I suppose, but that older style, but with the newer tech and stuff is always super fun. I love when that happens, I guess, when these older styles are explored with the newer capabilities and the newer skills that the artists have acquired as well. Very, very cool. Now, as kind of a more of a joke, not really a joke, I mean, it's like, it's still a song and a part of the project, but I thought it was fun, super fun, and I'm playing it mostly because I think it's funny. But we got a Get Low 2 before we got GTA 6. No, okay, sorry, that's like a deep internet meme, but we did get it before we got Silk Song. I'm kind of mad about that. Hollow Knight is one of the greatest games ever made, and this sequel has been like, oh, we'll be coming out this year for the past like 6 years. Okay. That's not true. They've said TBA for the past like 6 years, which is too long. It's too long. But whatever. We got Get Lower before we got that. So if everybody would please respectfully go to the window, to the wall for this one. It's time to Get Lower with Steve Aoki and Lil Jon.
Hey! Hey, yo, Aoki! I think it's about time to bring it back! Bring it back! We need to bring it back and make everybody get low! Get low, get low to the window, to the motherfucking wall, bitch! Yeah!
369, damn, hey, fine. Hey. She just like it to me one more time and roll. Get low, get low, get low, get low, get low, get low. To the window, to the wall, to the wall.
To the window, to the wall, to the window, to the wall, to the window, to the wall.
such an iconic track to do a remake of, and really glad it happened. I think it's also really funny that some of these, like, you know, bigger DJ names that have been in the scene for a long time have gone to remixing some classics might be a bold word, but like some older tracks that were really nice dance hits, really fun hits. And like David Guetta went back to like I'm Blue, and like what was the other one that he just did recently? Family Matters, I think, was David Guetta as well. And Aoki is like, you know what, I'm gonna go back to Lil Jon and go do Get Low. That's just like, that's super fun. Matches the energy for sure, and the, like, you know, the showmanshipiness of it. Now, as kind of a like contradiction, I guess, or like what's the juxtaposition to those other tracks, this one is a little bit more nightclubby, a little more, I think it's like 100 BPM, probably mid-tempo track, rolling bass line, really fun. I like the groove of this one a lot. And one of the like first lyrics in it is, can't this wait till the morning, I'm coming down right now. And just the way that he like says it, or like the cadence of the whole song, like the energy of the whole song is really nice. It's got this kind of eerie vibe of like, won't you just like let me self-destruct myself, like stop checking in, kind of. I think it's got a really fun like eerie dark vibe to it, and that matches that kind of what the mid-tempo genre is really known for, is kind of manifesting that darker rolling bass lines, and like, oh, I'm really much in like, I'm in like a warehouse right now, and there's like no lights on except for like some strobes every once in a while, and like dark and gritty kind of dirty pop stuff. Love that vibe a lot. So kind of fun to see Steve Aoki explore that a little more here. Maybe he has a lot more in the past. I mean, he's been making music a long time, but I haven't heard a lot of it from him, I think. And this one stood out to me. Also features like a really new artist, Xander850. Have not really heard of him. And he only has 419, so close, my guy, monthly listeners, and on Spotify right now. But I think he did really good in this. I'm assuming he did the vocals. And he did a great job, if so. I think they're really good. So here is, well, I said a lot of like pretty much just, I think this song is good, but it's all true. I think it is. Anyway, here is Weirder Things. This will be the last one I play from this album. Then we'll dive into a little bit more rave generator vibes. Because I've been really into that recently, as usual, as always, I suppose. Plus I missed the rave in the cave, allegory of the rave in Tennessee. Because it fell over like 4th of July and when I was moving, so I'm sad. Plus it was going to be like $1,000, but whatever. Anyway, here's Weirder Things by Steve Aoki and Xander850. Excuses. Killer track. I did it again. I said killer track. But it's really good. I like the vibes of it a lot. It's very, you know, it's very eerie, very smooth, very dark, you know, nocturnal. I dig it. Vampiric, perhaps? Okay, no, I wouldn't go that far. But anyway, I should get the PSA in as well. So here is Discovering Nature. Quote, memories. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. All right. Yeah, discovertheforest.org. When I was a kid, I hated nature. I just despised it so much. I didn't get it at all. Pretty frequently, we would be on, like, road trips up to see family out in, like, really, like, up north Wisconsin. And driving up, my mom would be like, look at all the pretty trees. And it's, like, it's fall, and they've got all the colors. And I'd be like, every tree looks the same. Like, it's just, it's a blur of mess, you know. It's like, I don't know, I didn't get it at all. And now I'm older, and like my taste is so much more refined and professional, and I weep at the sight of like a tree that is half wilted but half growing, and I'm like, hang in there, buddy, kind of thing, you know. I'm noticing all the birds and the beauty of the bird calls. I think that's just like something that happens when you get older, though. I think like when you get older, you have to choose either like botany or bird watching, or like, I don't know, two other things, maybe like knitting, but also knitting's kind of becoming trendy again, I think, which is huge because I'm just starting to learn it again, or again, as if I ever knew how. I'm just starting to learn it, and I'm abysmal, but like, we're getting there. But anyway, I don't know what that tangent was about, but yeah, go take your kids, if you've got them, or your friends, which hopefully you've got them, to the forest and like touch grass and see fireflies and all that jazz. Super fun time. But instead of touching grass, now we're going to play music that you usually only hear in like concrete jungle warehouse stuff. But that's what I'm into. So that's just what we're going to do. I want to play some of the new Sizzy, but I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's kind of high energy, but that should be fine. It's whatever. Here's one of the first tracks on the album. The album is called The Weight of the World. I really dig this one. I think like Sizzy has, I've caught a couple of Sizzy's releases like here and there, and a couple like remixes and stuff, and liked some of it, but like very often I think he kind of like went in a direction that I didn't really appreciate, or like didn't really care for. And this album seems like he's really kind of focused in on the style that I did like, and that's really nice. It's both good to know that like kind of I was in line with what the artist was thinking would be good for his project as well. But also just like super nice that I get a ton of new music to listen to that I really enjoy from like this side of this artist. So really fun. This one's called Can You Keep Up. There's one part where the song just plays like probably 500 beats per minute or something, like really, it's just like super fast, and then just slows down really gradually back into like a normal song pace. But I think it's fun to get into that kind of hypercore for a little bit, especially for a track called Can You Keep Up. Nice to get that kind of burst of energy in there. We'll probably play a couple of tracks from this. I don't know, there's not a ton of time left in the show, but I definitely want to play the last track as well, which is a little bit more ambient, but fits some more like G Jones kind of Paths vibe, and I love that so much. So definitely want to play that on air and listen to it in the studio here. But to start with, here's Can You Keep Up by Sizzy. This one is high energy for sure, high octane. Here it comes. Can You Keep Up? Thank you. Very into sound design, and when I listen to a new song, pretty much I think the first time I listen to it, usually it's a little less analytical and it's more just to, like, you know, hear it, get into it, and like be astounded by what they created, because I get really eager and excited about music, and then immediately after that, like, the next listen is a much more like analytical, and I'm trying to pick apart, like, how did they make that sound, or how did they, like, master that part of the song, or how did they get it to sound like that. It's just like a fun self activity to do. And when I did first hear that song, I think even on the first listen, I was like, I'm doomed. Like, I have no idea how he made some of those sounds. Like, some of those sounds, they're so like the shape of them is so interesting. They have like such a weird, like, transient tail, but it's a really solid sound throughout the whole thing. I don't know, man. I'm going to have to look into that. Maybe Sizzy has some, like, tutorials or something. That'd be really fun to look into. Also, kind of laughing to myself, because for the second time within probably a week, me and my besties are doing two very different things right now. So right after moving to kind of relax, my housemate and his girlfriend went to the Cape and got a nice little cabin, and it had, like, you know, lace curtains and a nice little patio and stuff like that. And I went to the Grand and watched Maddie on until like 2 a.m. in the morning, which is like a rave, basically. And just sent them a message at like 12:30. It was like, I'm just coming to my attention that we, you know, decompress after a stressful transition in different ways. You know, and they sent back, like, a picture of their candle that they had lit or whatever, and was like, yes, we very much do. And right now, my friend just went to go see a Joe Hisaishi concert, which is fantastic. Like, he's just, an incredible composer. Like, definitely has one of the best understandings of music of, like, any composer alive right now. He's just fantastic. He does a lot of the scores for the Ghibli films. And one of my favorites is Kiki's Delivery Service. That was like my childhood comfort movie, and I have a lot of nostalgia associated with it. And some of the music in it is so beautiful. But thought it was just like such a fun kind of contradiction to what we were just listening to, which was very, very, you know, ravey and heavy and crazy. And what they were listening to is something that's a little bit more like this. I'm just gonna skip into one of my favorite tracks from the movie, but. It's just, it's killer music, but it's killer music in a different way, you know? So we're going to go back to the rave stuff. We've got time for maybe one or two more tracks, which is a shame because I want to play more, but it's whatever. I guess I want to play the K-Mo collab. That one's pretty fun. And I do want to play Dancing on My Own at the end. Do we have enough time for all of that? Not really. So I think I might just do Dancing on My Own and then pack up and head out. I don't think there's another show after me, but just in case, I'm gonna head out a little earlier tonight. I think I might also go into the office tomorrow. Bleh. I barely go in on Fridays, but I might. And yeah, it's also going to be my first time kind of going back to my new place this late at night. So I want to make sure I get the commute right and everything. So I'll probably head out just on the hour this time, but maybe next time we'll do a 2-hour show. This next track coming up is going to be about 5 minutes long, so I'm going to wait until it gets to the 5-minute mark of the show so that I can say my silly little end card that the FCC requires me to do every between the 55 and the 05 of every hour. And then that way I can just, you know, pack up and head out when it's over. I don't even have to say goodbye to you, sorry, Saps. No, I'm kidding. Thank you so much for listening. It really does mean the world to me. And especially if you, like, have my contacts and, like, you know, reach out about music that you liked or want, like, a playlist of adjacent adjacent music. Always super down to do that. Love sharing music. Love it when you guys reach out about that, too. And yeah, okay, it did hit 10:55. So this has been Bun Pushes. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, sorry for some of the lower energy on the commentary / maybe distant energy on the commentary. A little out of it, a little wiped, I think. It's been, again, transitions are a little weird for me, so a move is like, that's a big one. So a little head fuzzy for sure, but here is Dancing on My Own from Sissy's The Weight of the World album. Check out this album if you like this stuff. I think it's a really great project. This one, again, very much kind of G Jonesy, Pathsy, that kind of techno, digital, ambient stuff. Really fun. And again, 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes long, so kind of nice soundscape too. Here is Dancing on My Own by Sissy, and have a good night, everyone.
We love you.